Good morning, Lafayette. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Olivia Hill, and this is The Good Stuff, my show. I recently observed that it sounds a little weird when I speak my own name out loud. I don't know if anybody else feels similarly. Anyway, so I was not here last week because I was not feeling well. I'm sure that everyone listening missed me. Yay. So I'm going to start off again just by reading a few of these public service announcements because, quite frankly, they annoy me. And there are only so many to choose from, so a lot of these will start sounding really familiar. Number one. Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, American Red Cross, and the Ad Council. Number two, wash surfaces, utensils, and hands with soapy water while preparing food. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die, but you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you go. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov, brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. And I'll do one more here. This is your first chance for a second chance. Get free info about GED test prep classes. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org and begin your brighter future. All right, that's it for that. So today I'm going to start off with a song that my dad told me not to put on my set list because it's kind of long, but I know he likes it very much, and that's Since I've Been Loving You by Led Zeppelin. So it's a bit of a lengthy song, a bit of a journey, but we'll start off slowly with that. A little bit later on, I've got some Werewolves of London because I was not here the Friday before Halloween, so I'm going to get a little bit of some Halloween spirit in there. And that's about it for now. So please enjoy this first selection, and I will get back to you later.
Everybody trying to tell me that it's gonna be it felt like rain.
Well, that was a long one, but I don't think any of my other selections for today are as long. What I do have coming up next is a song that my mom requested, and on that note, I'm going to give another shout-out to her class, Class C4 in Somers Intermediate School, Mrs. Hill's class. You guys are the best fourth-grade class on the entire planet, probably. You're also my most dedicated listener, so I thank you for that. I heard you were very upset when I was not on air last week, and that means a lot to me, so I hope you guys have a good day, and treat each other well, treat my mom well, and this next one is for my mom. She's really into Bourne's, I guess, recently, because her last request was also a Bourne song. So I'm going to play some Bourne's, and then a little bit of Rush, and then I have a Coldplay song, which I wouldn't usually select to play, but my sister Julia has a very limited musical interest, and she wants me to play something that interests her, so Coldplay it is for her in a couple songs. So enjoy. I just realized that I started playing the wrong song for my mom, so I decided to come back and talk again so that I can switch it for her, because I guess she selected the song Dopamine, and I had selected the song I played last time that she wanted a song. So, let's try this one more time. All right. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. in a Piccata, driving it again, searching for the water, hoping for the rain. Up and up, up and up. Down upon the canvas, working in a meal, waiting for a chance to pick an Irish field. Up and up, up and up. See a bird form a diamond in a rough. See a bird soaring high, but the flood is in your blood. It's in your blood. Underneath the storm, an umbrella is saying, sitting with the boys, it takes away the pain. Up and up, up and up. Up and up, up and up. How can people suffer? How can people part? How can people struggle? How can people break your heart? Break your heart. Oh, yes, I wanna grow. Yes, I wanna feel. Yes, I wanna know. Show me how to heal it up. Heal it up.
driving it again. When you're in pain, when you think you had enough, don't ever give up. Don't ever give up.
So it appears as though this song has about 30 seconds of silence at the end of it, so I'm just gonna not keep that going. Interesting thing about that song, my family lovingly refers to it as empanada rather than up and up, because you should try this. While the song is playing, during the chorus, whenever Chris Martin says up and up, if you say empanada, it sounds exactly the same. So, yeah, that's a little bit of an interesting fact there. So, next up for you, I have some Ray LaMontagne, Peter Gabriel, and then we're going to play some Warren Zevon, Werewolves of London. Honestly, the fact that that song is so well known made me think that it was by a band that I really knew very well, but then some guy named Warren Zevon. I don't know. Good for him. So, again, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Olivia Hill, and I hope you continue to enjoy the good stuff. It's my show. Stay tuned. We've got another half hour or so for you here, and enjoy your Friday.
Folks say, So the hometown's bringing you down, or you're drowning in the small talk and the chatter. Or you're gonna step into line like your daddy done, punching the time and climbing life's long ladder. Young man, full of big plans and thinking about tomorrow. Young man, gonna make a stand, you beg, steal, you borrow. You beg, you steal, you borrow.
I'm on my way, I'm making it. saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand, walking through the streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks, gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Kitchen door, you better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's, and his hair was perfect.
So, I just realized that this next song is kind of a long one, too. Just wanted to give you a heads up. So I have a few more songs today. I think I will be able to fit them all in. Up next, we got some of The Doors. My little sister, Katie, this used to be the only band that she could recognize on the radio. I'm not really sure why. That's an interesting story. And then I've got some Duran Duran. My mom loves Duran Duran. Then The Who, John Butler Trio, and we're going to end with some Evanescence. My sister and I have some sort of an inside joke about Evanescence. I'm not really sure why. I think we made a silly music video to one of their songs one time. Alright, so anyway, this is a long one. Riders on the Storm. I guess I'm just in like a mellow mood this morning. Maybe it's because I'm exhausted. I actually had coffee, which is pretty rare. So, anyway, hang in there. Maybe if you're doing some homework, this will be a nice background noise. So here is The Doors. I know Katie will recognize it, so I hope you guys enjoy. Thank you.
storm, riders on the storm. Into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road, his brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday, let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die. Killer on the road, on the storm, riders on the storm. Into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm. Thank you.
So I'm going to say that my set officially sucks today. I don't know. I guess when I put this together, I wasn't in a musical mood. That said, my next song is actually a really good one. It's a good shower song. But then I've got some bad ones. Maybe I should change it up. Yeah, I might switch it up while I'm playing this next song here. Anyway, if you're still listening, that really takes a lot, because this has not been a good set. Well, I've only got 11 minutes left, so I'll try to find a good one to play after this. And that's about all I have to say. I guess I'm just apologizing. Hey, it's Friday. I woke up extra early today because I had to eat breakfast before this, which I don't usually do, because after this, I'm going to work out, and I didn't want to do that on an empty stomach. I'm doing this crazy workout program called BBG. I don't know if any of you guys have heard of it, but it's kicking my butt. And okay, so here's probably one of the only good songs that I have selected for my original set, and I will try to amend the remainder of this set while this song is playing. All right, here you go.
We drums echoing tonight. And she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you. As they grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
Okay, so I have, I love that song, so that's why I played it, because I wanted to make up for my lame set. So this next song is not at all classic rock, but I think that it'll just pump up the crowd a little bit. So this is me signing off. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Please enjoy this last selection that is rap, but not current rap. It's old school rap, thanks to my dad. All right, here you go. Enjoy your day. Oh, before I leave, I'm Olivia Hill, and this is The Good Stuff.
Bust it. Here's a jam for all the fellas.
us, try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down cause you're overzealous, play hard to get females get jealous. Okay smarty, go to a party, girls are scantily clad and showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high class luncheon, food is served in your stone cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking, sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes to groove, so come on fatso and just bust the move. Someone could cure your lonely condition. Looking for love in all the wrong places. No fine girls, just ugly faces. From frustration, first inclination is to become a monk and leave the situation. But every dark tunnel has a lighter hope, so don't hang yourself with a celibate rope. New movie showing, so you're going. Could care less about the five you're blowing. Theater gets dark just to start the show. Then you spot a fine woman sitting in your row. She's dressed in yellow, she says hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust the move. Some play, then you try to make a move and she says no way. Girls are faking, goodness saking, they want a man who brings home the bacon. Got no money and you got no car, then you got no woman, and there you are. Some girls are sadistic, materialistic, looking for a man makes them opportunistic. They're lying on the beach perpetrating a tan so that a brother with money can be their man. So on the beach you're strolling, real high rolling, everything you have is yours and not stolen. A girl runs up with something to prove, so don't just stand there, bust the move. The bride walks down just to start the wedding, and there's one more girl you won't be getting. So you start thinking, then you start clicking. A bridemaid looks and thinks that you're winking. She thinks you're kinda cute, so she winks back. And now you're feeling really firm, cause the girl is stacked. Reception's jumping, bass is pumping. Look at the girl and your heart starts stumping. Says she wanna dance to a different groove. Now you don't want to do G, bust the move.